this week I mentioned a case that has been brought to us by one of our listeners. It involves a elderly Australian woman apparently being ripped off by big business. Rick Burrows sent in an email. He runs a small business called Tech Home Help, where he goes to people's homes to fix any technology problems that they have. Look, I read out this email yesterday, and I explained that we were going to go into bat for this lady. Rick Burrows, the owner of Tech Home Help, is on the line. Rick, good afternoon.
Hey, Ben. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. Thank you for letting me know about this. You go to sort people's technology issues out at home, but it wasn't so much of a technology issue. It was an issue as to whether this lady had been treated appropriately by Telstra. Just sum up her case for me.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. Well, it all started mid-year last year when she started using Netflix through a Chromecast that her family bought her. Unfortunately, the Chromecast broke pretty quickly, so she decided that she would simply use her tablet to watch Netflix instead. Unfortunately, and unbeknownst to her, she wasn't connected to Wi-Fi, and she started using her internet connection, and she had a 1 gig limit, and started running up massive costs each month for 6 months up until December, when she got a big bill for 2 months of about $800. It was only at that time that she actually really was kicked into gear, and she went to see Telstra in her local store. After speaking to them, she was basically sent home, none the wiser, but decided that she would pay it because obviously she's a loyal Telstra customer. Mm-hmm. In January, she got another letter from Telstra saying that her mobile phone was up for renewal and that she should visit her local store to get her new plan. So off she went, Ben, and in the store while she was there, they sold her a phone on a $70 plan, a touchscreen phone, which is totally unnecessary for her usage. But in addition, Ben, they also sold her a brand new tablet with a data SIM card and an even larger SIM card for another tablet she got for $90 a month. Now, Ben, when I talk about these charges over 2 years, this is going to come to a total cost of nearly $8,000.
Gosh.
I know. Even I don't
think. This lady's aged in her 80s.
That's right. 84 years old, Ben. 84 years old.
And she was sold these things, even though she doesn't need them. I guess someone was convincing her, well, I guess someone must have convinced her in that shop that she needed it.
That's right, Ben. The major issue here that I found was, rather than them looking at her usage and saying, oh, you've made a mistake here and you should be using your Wi-Fi, which she was paying for at home and not using, the store just simply continued to sell her products to solve this excess data usage. Mm. So I just felt really bad for her. And she was in a real state when she called me last week. And so, as I say, I sent an email to you just to highlight, and obviously went into store this week to try and resolve.
$8,000 it would have cost her over 2 years. She was pretty worried about this. How did she feel about the fact? I mean, she agreed to it. We need to make that clear. She agreed to it, but did she feel like she'd been put in a corner? How did she feel about the process that led to her agreeing to that kind of charge?
Ben, it's interesting because working with people of that generation, they're incredibly loyal to these large national companies. So if Telstra tells her that this is what she needs, she believes that they're suggesting the best thing for her.
Of course.
But she just signed away. Mm. And it's only when I've come in as part of my service to review her bill and explain to her exactly what she signed up for that she's obviously become aware of how she's been exploited.
So you said, really, look, you don't need this, you don't need that.
Exactly, exactly. And I said, let me fight this battle on your behalf, because she was at a point where she just didn't know where to go next, which is, as I say, why she called me.
Well, you wrote to me, and I'm glad that you did. I've now taken it up with Telstra. Now, Telstra has been in contact with us and with you, and I must point out that they have apologised over this. They say, we're extremely sorry for what she's gone through. We've apologised for what has occurred. We've been in contact with her and her representative today to make changes to her services and arrange for a refund. We'll continue to work with our store teams and staff to improve customer experience. So what have they done exactly to resolve the situation, apart from apologising?
So basically, Ben, what they've done is they've cancelled the over and above services that she was sold in January. They've also agreed to take back the mobile phone and allowed me to move her on to another provider, because unfortunately she's just losing her her confidence in Telstra, so she'd like me to change. Mm. They have also said that as a gesture of goodwill, they'll give her 6 months free service and also allow her to keep the tablet that she signed up for. So we have got a fantastic result. And considering also, Ben, I forgot to mention, but they've also waived the $800 excess data usage fee.
So oh.
So she's really, really pleased with that, and obviously it's a massive weight off her mind.
Well, Rick, I'm glad you told us about her, and pass on our best to this lady who engaged your services, and I should say thank you to Steve Carey at Telstra for handling the situation the way he did. I'm glad we got a result for her, and good on you for letting us know about it, Rick.
No worries. Thanks very much for your help, Ben. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Rick Burrows from Tech Home Help, who sent us an email, and you can do the same, ben@2gb.com. Someone in that Telstra store should have thought, hang on a moment, I know we're here to sell. When you're working in a shop, I understand the main brief is to sell products, but this is an 84-year-old woman who didn't need many of these products that were being pushed under her nose. And I hope that Telstra has inquired as to who the representative was inside that store and said, listen, fair cop, when you've got someone in here who's aged 84, you should be looking out for their interests, not yours.